Dvar Halacha and Chavis Halvodas, Thursday night, Or Lahei Tishrei, Tov Shin Ayin Tef. When women bench lift on Shabbos, so they make the bracha after they light the candles. On Yom Tiv, where you could l'chayra say the bracha before you light the candles, because you could make a fire on Yom Tiv from an existing fire. So many have the minhag to say taka the brachas before they light the candles, and some, like sort of a low plug, always make it afterwards. But on Yom Kippur, it should be remembered that it's the same as Shabbos, and therefore they have to make the bracha after they light the licht afterwards, like on Shabbos. Kippur is like Shabbos. You say v'hadik ner shel Yom HaKippurim. If by mistake they say v'hadik ner shel Yom Tiv, they yotze b'di'evet, and traveling, doing malacha after benching licht is very complicated. So sometimes Yom Kippur, it depends with shul she's in, you have to work things out that you don't have to do that. Okay, and now we're learning Chavis Halvavos, and we're in Shar HaKniya, and we're still in Parak Vav in Shar HaKniya, and we're learning the different Hanhagos, the different ways of acting in life, different things of life that a Baal Kniya would do, someone that's Nichna, Tokarish Baruch Hu, as Chavis Halvavos defines Kniya. And there's 10 things, and we're up to number 8, actually, of Ashmini. This is very interesting. Not everything is directly related to Kniya, you would think, but it always explains things. Like, for instance, Ashmini, number 8. She yaspik lo misibas hamozon ma she yuzdame nu ma she yimotze. He's mustapek with what he has. So meach pechelko call it. He's not looking for bigger things. Someone who's a nichna, someone who feels that submissiveness to Hashem, accepts what he has, and he's sameach b'chelko, and he doesn't look for more. Me'asher, he doesn't look for more, meaning in a, if he doesn't have enough, then the chiyuv hishtadlus is, of course, to do more in order, because that's his chiyuv, to do more. But it means just, you know, to look for things that are beyond what he needs, or beyond substance level. Since his nefesh is the mivza, the kala be'enom, he's not going into now the musr of being someach b'chelko. He's explaining it as a hanhoga of a nichna, that since he feels small, again, this is vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and since he doesn't feel like he has any standing vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he feels that humility and that smallness. And he will be mechunach la'amod mita'avoseh ha'gufnius. He won't feel that he has to fulfill his desires. If you're not holding by anything, then you don't feel the need to fulfill your urges and your desires and your wants. Ulehiponos, because that mele takes you away lefruach chovos habore al godel tovoso v'rov chazdo olav, which is, of course, the Chavis view of Avodas Hashem. But again, this is something always everyone should always do, and this is called Mustapik V'mur, or Sameach B'chelko, and not looking for being somewhat of a Porush, not looking for things that you don't really need. But he's saying that this will be the characteristic of a Nichna, because he won't be looking to, like, expand his world, so to speak, expand his borders. And Mamela takes him away, be with Froa Chobos Habore, which is Al Godel Tovosov Rav Chazdo Olof. Moshomer David Amelech, Olof Hashalom, Derech Mitzvot Secha Orutz, Ki Sarchiv Libi. So normally one equates Harchobos Halev with, yes, looking for to expand his empire, so to speak. But I guess he's seeing in the Pasuk that Ki Sarchiv Libi. So derech mitzvosecha arutz, I make sure to stay on the straight and narrow path when it comes to gashmiyustika things, limiting myself, because derech mitzvosecha arutz. Okay, we'll stop here.